definitely human.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Monster Hunters, Series 2. Episode 3, The Prey of Mantis.
Starbridge 278. Oh, good evening, Patrick. How's the world of theoretical physics? That's a good one.
What's that?
Yes, I've got the television on already. A little vain of me, I know, but it's not often one gets to see oneself on the telly box. Yes, well, pay attention. I'll be quizzing you in the morning.
And Britain continues to experience mild earth tremors. Scientists are baffled by the occurrences.
Some say not again. What's the matter, Patrick? Can't get enough of me? I'll be on the telly in a minute. Who is this? If it's you, Mark, it's not funny. I've already spoken to your tutor about life-size model of my secretary.
You are Professor Irving Brainswell.
Yes, I'm Professor Brainswell. Now, what's this all about?
Your mind is judged a danger. You must be shut down.
What? Now, just wait a minute. Undergraduate. Oh, what now? Can't a man sit down and watch himself on telly in peace anymore? Who's out there? I don't want to ask again. This French window's a pain to open. What's that? If that's Mrs. Abbothwaite's, he could warn her again. I'll call the council. I've warned her about lizards. Oh, my goodness. You're no iguana. No, stay back! Stay! Please, no! No, not my windows, the claws!
Take two elements, any two elements, say electricity and water. On their own, perfectly harmless. But when you mix them together, maybe in a bowl,
dynamite!
Roy Steele, powerful, strong, absorbent. And Lorimer Chesterfield, so clever he could write two books.
My name is Sir Maxwell House. I took those two elements and, like some kind of scientific blacksmith, I forged them together. Forged them into a team that would look danger in the eye and bring it down with the knowledge of a man and the fist of a man. They are the Monster Hunters.
Check and mate. I win again, Professor Chesterfield.
Sir Maxwell, we're playing Monopoly.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes. Remember how I said pawn to top hat 4 was an illegal move?
Yes, well, you can never be too careful. Never trust a scientist, Professor.
But I'm a scientist.
You are? Well done! Is there a certificate? Can I see the certificate?
Well...
Stop talking! Now I grow impatient. So this is what you and Roy do all day, is it? Live in a flat?
Well, I suppose so. Not that I see much of Roy these days, what with his new girlfriend. Endless parties, now they've gone on holiday.
I wondered why he was so quiet.
You were talking to his photograph.
Oh!
Anyway, I'm perfectly happy. It means I can finally get round to cataloguing every species of woodland imp recorded since 1842.
Yawn!
I just hope he knows what he's doing. There's something not quite right about Griselda Promergrew.
Why, she's got a head and arms and all the vital bits.
Well, yes.
Then stop worrying your pretty little head about it. I think we both know that when it comes to women, Roy Steele knows where the bodies are buried.
There's still something I don't quite like about her. Maybe it's the way her smile never quite reaches her mouth. Mm. Whatever it is, I can't quite shake the feeling that Roy Steele could be in terrible danger.
Drink, Roy.
Champagne with a scotch chaser. My favourite. Oh, Griselda. Griselda, Griselda, Griselda. How lucky am I to have you walk into my life?
You're a lucky man, Roy. A very lucky man.
Yes, I am. Whisking me off for a quick holiday in the land of Saint-Tropez.
Well, I looked at you, Roy, and do you know what I saw, Roy? I saw a man who was tired. And do you know what Dr. Promigrew prescribes for tiredness?
I can guess.
Go on, Roy, guess.
Aspirin.
Oh, Roy, you're just not trying, are you?
Sorry, my dear. I was just distracted by your lovely beachwear. Are you wearing man-made fibres?
The greatest of all the fibres. Now come closer, Roy. Closer than that. Actually next to me. That's better. I feel so much more protected with the world's second greatest big game hunter by my side.
Greatest?
I think you're confusing yourself with Lord Greg Powers.
Thankfully not, my dear. Lord Greg Powers died last year in an horrific monster-based accident. He was torn apart limb from limb. And then he was torn apart some more.
Must you be so graphic? It sounds painful.
I'm sorry, my dear. But he was completely insane. And that's how I ended up as greatest big game hunter in the world.
Well, Roy, I certainly feel a lot safer.
Safe enough to let me take you to dinner? I hear the soup is amazing.
Oh, Roy, say that word to me again.
Soup.
It better be branded and instant, or I'm calling it a day.
Right then. Let's see now. In 1903, the Bradley Imp was first discovered in Epping Forest. Oh, so that was before the...
Open up! Police!
Oh, my word. Oh, dear, I grab her. How nice to see you.
Shut it!
Oh.
Sorry, I meant hello.
Right.
Professor Chesterfield, is everything all right?
Yes. Why wouldn't it be?
You've not been bothered by anyone? Any strangers? Anybody knocking around who shouldn't be here?
No, I don't think so.
Any odd phone calls? Letter? Parcels?
No.
Any weird pigeons?
What's all this about, Inspector?
All right, darling, I'll ask the questions.
Oh, sorry.
What did you say?
I said, what's all this about?
I'm glad you asked. Do you know a Professor Irving Brainswell?
Oh, yes, he's the Professor of Myths and Legends at the Foley College of Further Education in Stourbridge. He studied at Cambridge.
All right, Chesterfield, I didn't ask for your bleeding life story.
That's his story.
Exactly. Now, what about a Professor Stathis Borens?
Yes, he's the head of the occult department at...
Prof.
Sorry, I meant yes.
Good. How about a Dr. Cameron Vale? Dr. Daryl Revok?
Yes and yes. What's going on? Are they all right?
Not unless you consider dead all right.
I don't.
Oh, then no, they're not.
How did they die?
They've been ripped apart by what looks like massive claws of some kind.
Claws?
Did I stutter? Claws, man! Claws!
Detective, you seem a lot more abrasive than when we last met.
Yes, I got a promotion.
Oh, congratulations. So now you're...
Detective Inspector.
Weren't you that before?
Yes, but I've got a bigger locker now.
Right.
Come on, Chesterfield. We believe you're in danger. We need to get you somewhere safe. My car's outside.
Okay, can I just get my...
No, there's no time. Just grab your coat and bag and anything you might need for a few nights away from home.
Detective?
What is it, sweetheart?
We appear to be going round in circles.
Yeah, I haven't decided where we're going yet.
I see.
It needs to be somewhere safe. A safe house.
Don't the police have their own safe houses?
Usually, yes, but they're all being used. We're involved in a French exchange program. The safe houses are all full of Frenchies at the moment. Then in 6 months, we all go over to Paris for 2 weeks.
Right. Well, the safest place I can think of is Sir Maxwell's house.
Sir Maxwell House.
That's right.
Done. Let's go. Where is it?
Ah, Captain Bates.
Colonel Dolby.
So, this is the machine?
Yes, sir.
What's it called again?
Mantis, sir. Mind and knowledge transmuted into science.
I see. Where's Dr. Malahide?
Well, as I tried to tell you over the telephone...
Never tell anyone anything over the telephone, Captain Bates. I've told you all that before. That's what lost us the war.
We won the war, sir.
Not that war!
Right. According to his notes, Dr. Malahide inputted all the information we have about the Beast of Albion into the memory banks and set it about the task of ensuring that the Beast ends up in the hands of MI-16.
Yes, go on.
Well, it seems that the machine has computed that before it sets its mind working out where the Beast is, it is more important to first remove the competition.
Right. And that's why it's been breaking out of the complex every night.
Yes. It's been tracking down the greatest minds in the country on the subject of the unusual or uncanny, and,
Yes?
Destroying them.
Jolly good! So where the hell is Dr. Malahide? He should be telling me all this. He invented the damn thing.
Well, that's just it, sir. Mantis apparently saw Dr. Malahide as one of the greatest minds in the country.
Ah. And so Malahide is...
Over there, sir, in those bags.
I see. So it hasn't told you where the Beast is yet?
No, sir.
Right. Well, I'll see what I can do about that. You, Mantis.
Colonel Dolby, how can I assist you?
I need to know the whereabouts of the Beast of Albion.
Negative. Cannot compute until competition eliminated.
Okay. And how many more to go? Name?
Professor Lorimer Chesterfield.
Oh, not him again. And when he's destroyed, you can compute the location of the Beast.
Affirmative.
Could you not do that first?
No.
Right then, off you go.
Negative. Batteries recharging. Must wait 6 hours.
6 hours? Captain Bates?
Yes, sir.
Get all your men on the hunt for Lorimer Chesterfield. If they haven't found him in the next 6 hours, we set Mantis on him.
And if they do find him, sir?
Then they terminate him.
Ah, Suki. Hello there, my dear. Do you mind if we come in?
What's all the noise? Oh, Chesterfield, it's you.
Yes, Sir Maxwell. I need somewhere safe to stay.
Well, why didn't you say so? Good luck with that. Goodbye.
Well, actually...
Sir Maxwell, I'm D.I. Grabber of Scotland Yard.
What? Listen, that business with the pig was cleared up months ago. I didn't even know it was dead. And as for the trotters in my car...
Listen, sweetheart, we need to come in. I hereby commandeer your house to keep Professor Chesterfield safe. Step aside.
But...
Shut the door, please, darling.
Which one of us are you speaking to?
Any of you.
Thank you, Sir Maxwell. I'm very sorry about this.
Look, this isn't a very good time.
Why not?
Well, I've got my mother staying with me.
Maxie boy? There you are. Oh, who are your little friends?
Mother, I thought you were in the billiard room.
Billiards? Billiards? How dare you? I don't billiard.
Right, I'm going to barricade the doors and windows.
You.
Shut it.
Ah, you must be a policeman. We met a policeman on a cruise last year, didn't we, Nerma? Awful man, awful. Had a soft spot for cheeses, always stealing everyone's cheese.
Right, you lot stay put and look after Brain Box here. Yeah. You're under my protection now, and that means you're all property of Scotland Yard. So don't give me any of that human rights or police brutality rubbish, or I'll have you lot duffed up and thrown in a cell with no charge.
Mrs. House, I'm Lorimer Chesterfield.
Chesterfield? Ah, I knew your father.
What? I didn't know you had a father, Lorimer.
Theobald Chesterfield. Lovely man, lovely man. I met him at a benefit for something. I can't remember what. Orphans or dolphins. He spoke to me at length about, what was it, goblins or unicorns?
Sounds like father.
I've heard a lot about you, Chesterfield, from Suki.
What?
Lovely girl. We had some long chats about you.
Don't be silly, Mother. Suki never says a word.
Well, she does to me, Sonny Jim.
No. Suki doesn't speak, ever.
Well, actually, Sir Maxwell, she has been known to say a few words to me from time to time.
What? Suki! Suki! Suki, come here! Suki, I demand you speak to me. All right, fine. Suit yourself.
Maxie, really? You upset her now?
No, she's fine. She's got the skin of a rhino. And so have I, in my dresser. But don't tell the policeman. Where's he gone?
He's securing the house.
Ah, good, good. It's nice to be secure.
Where did your mother go?
Oh, she's probably snuck off somewhere. She does that. Head straight to the nearest booze cabinet. Awful habit.
Yes.
Drink, Chesterfield? Oh, it's you, Naomi. Here, boy, here. Ah, good boy. Who's a good boy? Fetch! Jesus, that's the weirdest dog I've ever seen.
This is going to be a long day.
Queen 2, bishop 6, check.
Aha! Knight takes queen.
Bishop 2, king 7, check, mate.
What? Damn! Have you not recharged yet?
1 minute left to full charge capacity.
Finally.
Colonel Dolby.
Captain Bates. Have you found him yet?
Merely a matter of time, sir. We're currently working on a list of places where he isn't.
I see. And?
Well, sir, he's not in his house or at the university where he works. He's not at the British Library, or in Hyde Park, or in any of the cinemas in Piccadilly Circus.
Just how long is this list of places he isn't in?
Oh, massive, sir. We've been compiling it all day.
Right.
We're checking every single place in London.
Well, it's taking too long. Mantis?
Yes, Colonel?
It's time for you to get to work.
As you wish.
Look at that. Isn't it a sight to behold?
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yeah?
Do we have any sort of manual for it?
What? How in the blue hell do I know? Why do you ask?
Well, it's just... we don't know exactly how it works. Dr. Malahide was the only expert, and he's... where are the bags?
Oh. Oh, dear.
What?
The bin men were in earlier on. I was a bit distracted, and I just told them to take everything.
Okay, I'll get on to bin division.
Wait. Are you really concerned about the machine?
Well, what if something goes wrong? If there's a malfunction? Do we know how to pull the plug?
Good point. Get me the top brain in the country who deals with this sort of thing.
We've killed them all.
Oh, yes. Well, just pray that it doesn't go haywire then.
Yes, sir.
You know who I met once? That Olivier chap. What was his name? Lawrence, I think. Lawrence. I met him in 1935, doing a play about Romeo and Juliet. I forget the name of the play. Anyway, some children came up to get his autograph, and do you know what he said? He said bugger off to them.
Mrs. House?
Bugger off!
I don't mean to be rude, but I am trying to work here.
Ah, that's quite all right, Chesterfield. I understand. Maxie's father was just the same. Did you ever meet him?
No.
Awful man. Just awful. Maxie, could you get me a sherry?
Right, okay, let's get back to this.
Chesterfield, have you seen my mother?
Well, yes, actually, she just went...
What's that you've got there?
Well, this is my research into the beast.
Ah, what beast?
The Beast of Albion.
No, you've lost me.
This is the research that you gave me.
Ah, did I? Well, good work, me. I knew I'd get there in the end. Now, if you'll excuse me. Mommy, could you get me a sherry?
Right, so the beast was last seen in...
Chesterfield, you all right?
Yes, thank you, Inspector.
Just checking you've not been kidnapped or murdered.
Nope, still here. One piece.
You trying to be funny? Don't get smart with me, Sunshine. If I want to be entertained, I'll go to the Scotland Yard talent show.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
Oh, yeah. Every Tuesday.
Oh.
You want to go to it? Well, you can't. It's for coppers only. Not pedestrians like you, sitting here in your big house.
It's not my house.
Drinking your Dom Perignon.
It's raspberry tea.
You've got no idea what it's like in the real world, sweet cheeks. The dangerous world.
Now, look here. I'll have you know I happen to be a monster hunter. I get into potentially lethal situations on a regular basis. Usually about once a month.
Oh, yeah? When was the last time you had a shooter pointed at your head?
When was the last time you were almost crushed to death by a giant man-eating plant?
Yesterday.
Really? Where?
In... Kent.
Now, really, Inspector.
Blimey, what was that?
Sounded like a window smashing.
Oh, brilliant. You want a biscuit?
What? My God!
What is it?
Some kind of giant sentient robot.
You are Professor Lorimer Chesterfield. Confirm.
What?
You are Professor Lorimer Chesterfield. Confirm.
Why do you ask? Well, in that case, no.
What do you mean, no? Visual scanners suggest...
Oh, no, 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 but people often say I look like him.
Oh.
Who are you, Tin Ribs?
I am mind and knowledge transmuted into science.
Mactis?
Mantis.
But knowledge begins with
science.
A... He's just popped out. He'll be back in about 10 minutes. Why don't we talk?
What are you playing at, you tart?
Don't you see? This machine must be what has been killing all those scientists. This is our chance to find out who sent the thing here.
All right. All yours, darling.
Right. Mantis, I have some questions for you.
Very well.
Chesterfield! Professor Lorimer Chesterfield! Ah, Professor Chesterfield. There you are. You, Professor Lorimer Chesterfield. I've been looking for you.
Target confirmed.
Oh, perfect. Run!
What the hell is that thing? And what's it done to my French doors?
Run, you rich bastard!
So, Maxwell, didn't know you had a roof garden?
Ah, yes, I had suki planted last year. It reminds me of home.
But this is your home.
Exactly.
Right, listen up.
Oh, you have a plan?
No, but I was hoping to formulate one as I said the words, right, listen up.
And?
Nothing yet. I'll keep you posted.
Professor Chesterfield.
Wait!
Cannot wait.
Why are you doing this?
You must be destroyed.
Why?
So prime directive can be achieved.
And what is your prime directive? What?
I'll deal with this, Chesterfield.
You have a plan?
She's a lady robot. You need to know how to speak to her. You posh people don't know how to deal with the female sex. Allow me.
If you're sure.
Oi, Mantis! Don't you have a man bot at home waiting for you to cook him his dinner?
Repeat.
What? You're gonna cry about it?
Okay, I think you can stop now. My word, Suki!
Blimey!
Suki, stop kung-fuing that fridge!
It's a robot.
Well, whatever it is, it looks expensive.
Push it off the roof, Suki! Suki!
It's knocked her out! You metallic bastard!
Oh, Inspector!
Well, don't look at me, I'm not getting punched by a robot for you.
And now for you, Chesterfield.
What on earth is all this noise? I'm trying to have a nap down there. Who's this big silver fella? Is this one of your toys, Maxi? I warned you about leaving them lying around.
Stay back.
Mrs. House, be careful. It'll strike you.
Nonsense. Why would it hit me?
You are a threat to the mission.
Nobody tells me what to do on my own son's roof.
Mother, put that hoe down.
I'll give you a malfunction right up your...
Stop hitting me, hideous older female.
That's my mother you're talking about. Quick, Mummy, off the roof with it.
Look, it's smashed into pieces. Thank you, Mrs. House.
What an awful robot. That's the second worst robot I've ever met.
Suki, is she all right?
Oh, she'll be fine. Why are you cuddling her?
I'm not. I was just checking her pulse.
If I didn't know better, I'd say...
Maxie, leave them alone.
What? You can't tell me what to do. This is my house. I'm not six anymore. I haven't wet myself. Stop looking at me like that. I told you I... Oh, all right, I'll leave them alone.
Oh, my head. Where's the robot?
It fell to its destruction. It's gone.
Oh, and I suppose you think that means everything's all right now, do you?
Well, doesn't it?
Well, yes, I think it does. I don't know. My head hurts.
Come, Inspector. I'll get you a drink.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll get a bandage for that head of yours. Did I ever tell you how brave I think policemen are?
Oh, she's coming around. Quick, Sir Maxwell, a brandy.
I'd prefer a scotch.
No, for her.
Oh, I see. Very good. Suki, get yourself a brandy and bring me a scotch. Ah, Chesterfield, thank God that's over. Now we can relax.
Can we?
Can't we?
No.
Ow!
Someone is hell-bent on finding the Beast of Albion. Mm. We need to step up our own search. This is serious.
Marvellous. I'll go and have a lie down, then.
This must be MI-16's doing. I tell you what, Sir Maxwell, they're playing a dangerous game, thinking they can mess with the monster hunters. Sir Maxwell? Sir Maxwell? Suki? Suki?
The Prey of Mantis was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Kevin Haney as D.I. Grabber, Nick Lucas as Colonel Dolby, Laura Marshall as Mantis, Sean Garrett as Captain Bates and Professor Brainswell, Simon Kane as Sir Maxwell House, Christine Hodges as Mrs. House, and Susie Kane as Griselda Promergrew. Additional material by Laura Marshall. Engineered and edited by Peter Davis. Music supplied by Chaotic Creations, featuring music by Kevin MacLeod. With thanks to Heather Dool, Laura Davis, and Emma Gibbs. Visit our website at www.themonsterhunters.com. This was a Newgate production.
Well, Captain Bates?
Yes, I'm afraid it's true, Colonel. Mantis has been neutralised.
Well, don't look too downhearted, Captain Bates. Have a look at this. New intelligence received this morning. I think we'll have the beast sooner than expected. How would you like a little holiday, Captain Bates?
And then with your other hand,
yeah,
you just gotta take the thread and lick it, right, and then slowly, ever so slowly, if you got that, just pull it through the eye of the needle.
Sure.
And now you're good to sew.
Okay.
You're good to sew.
I've dropped it.
Embroidery.
Well,
so what?
It's gone into my leg. Oh, hello.
Do you want me to get you a plaster?
No, it's fine. Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the Hunting of Monsters avec le Monster Hunters.
Mais oui. Hello.
I am Peter Davis, and with me is Matthew Woodcock.
Good evening to you. Good day. Good morning.
And we're going to be talking today about episode 3 of series 2, which is called The Prey of Mantis.
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 This was an interesting one, because I'm not really in this one.
Not really?
No.
This is a Roy Light episode.
This is a Roy Light episode.
And why is that,
well,
Matthew?
Why is that? Because when we recorded this, which was back in the Earth year 2013.
You should know that.
For
the reason that we're about to talk about.
Well, 2013, my lovely wife was expecting our first child.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure there was an episode that I wasn't necessarily in.
Because he might be needed elsewhere.
Because I might be needed elsewhere.
I wrote this one and recorded most of it without you there with the other actors.
Yeah, I thought that was quite good because, you know, we've just had an episode which is Roy and Lorimer.
Yeah.
And now we're suddenly having Lorimer basically on its own. So it's nice to stretch it about a bit and see how elastic that lovely format is, like a pair of comfortable trousers you've worn for some time, but maybe you want to change them up a bit and
put a patch on. So I mentioned writing this one on my own, which wasn't quite true, because you might have noticed in the credits there's an additional content credit of my wife.
Your wife?
Laura Marshall is a professional name, who plays a lot of characters in The Monster Hunters, and she actually plays Mantis in this one.
That's your
that's
wife?
That's my wife, man.
Hang on, we've been living here.
I know.
I have not seen a woman at all.
No, she's very quiet. She keeps herself to herself. She's in that box over there at the
moment.
What? Yeah. But basically, because I was writing this one on my own, I would talk to my wife about the episode and some ideas, and she's very, very funny, and she would come up with lots of ideas, which she had done before in other episodes, which she just hasn't got any credit for at all. But in this one, she had so many ideas and came up with so many lines and plot ideas and actual dialogue that I felt she had to have an actual credit. So that's why she's got an actual credit in the...
So we have to split the royalty.
I know.
You know, there are four people in this... Who are in this?
Yes,
the beginning.
It's the two of us, Simon Kane and Laura.
And she's been very, you know, good at picking up on what works and what doesn't work, and adding stuff to it. And you know, and I think we will always be very grateful for all the assistance we've had from everybody who's helped us out. But certainly, I think Laura's contribution is definitely one of the unsung contributions.
Well, we'll sing it now. So let's talk about Mantis then.
Mantis.
For a moment. So Mantis...
Stands for
Mind and Knowledge Transmuted into Science. This was all you. The name was you.
Because it's... Because Praying Mantis.
Well, exactly.
Praying Mantis, do you see? Do you see?
And the actual character of Mantis is based on an old Doctor Who story.
Not that one with the post office tower.
The one with the post office tower, which we mentioned at the end of
the episode. When people say, where do we get our ideas from? It's amazing how you come up with all this stuff.
There you go. There's an episode of Doctor Who, the first Doctor, William Hartnell, right at the end of his tenure. It's called The War Machine.
The War Machines. With an plural, because there's more than one.
Excuse me. But the main machine is called WOTAN.
Yes.
Which stands for... Go on.
Will...
Of...
No. Well, if you know what WOTAN stands for, why don't you write to us? Now, you can find our address if you look into the sky late at night and take every second star that you can see and then draw that onto a card and then connect those stars together.
And look at it. Underwater,
wearing goggles.
Yeah.
You might just be able to work out our postal address. Otherwise...
Anyway, we definitely...
You could tweet us.
We definitely used to know what WOTAN stood for.
Analog.
There you go. So,
thought analog. Will operated thought analog. Don't write to us because we've
machine.
Worked out what it is.
And we've got some new actors as well.
We did.
A fantastic actor called Sean Garrett, who plays Professor Irving Brainswell in the opening scene.
He's very good. I enjoyed
that. He's very good, yeah. And he also plays Captain Bates, who works for MI16.
But I will tell you my absolute favourite thing in this episode.
Please do.
It is Sir Maxwell House's mum.
Mrs. House.
Mrs. House
makes
turns
her
up.
First and only so far appearance. And she is played by my mum.
Your mum?
Yeah.
Your mother?
Christine Hodges. She's my mother. Yeah, she was talking about this guy she'd met and doing an impression of him and the things that he would say about people he'd met. And it was so funny that I said, would you mind if I wrote that as a character and you came and did it on the Monster Hunters? And she agreed to it, luckily, and came along and she nailed it completely.
It's probably good that you threatened to sell her house.
Oh, I did. Oh, I didn't. Yeah. I did sell it. I got it.
Did you?
Good price for it as
well. Oh, that's good.
Thanks, Mum, for doing that.
Peter's mum.
And also, there's a cat in this episode.
Who's that?
The cat is played by...
By?
My in-law's cat.
Your in-laws? Your in-laws played that?
No, that is an actual cat.
That's a real cat.
That's played by my in-law's cat, who's a really noisy cat.
That's a real cat.
Recorded her voice and put it into
this. Is incredible. It's taken me all these years. I thought we'd employed a professional.
Anyway, that's the end of my family's involvement in this episode.
Colonel Dolby's back. MI16's back.
And D.I. Grabber's back.
D.I. Grabber's back.
We love D.I. Grabber.
D.I. Grabber... We put him in to replace Roy, basically, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much. There's also some interesting names used in this episode, which all come from my love of horror movies.
There's no one called Ian Hellraiser, though.
There is a character based on a Hellraiser
is
name.
There?
But this is a very geeky link. We mentioned Dr. Malahide In Hellraiser 2, there's a character called Dr. Chenard, but his original name in the original script was Dr. Malahide. This is an incredibly nerdy reference. I am a big Hellraiser fan. I had to do a podcast about the Hellraiser films as well. And
have
I
you? What's that called?
It's called the Hellraiser Podcast.
Oh, can you buy it in a shop?
You can buy it for free on iTunes. But also, I use three names from David Cronenberg films. Stathis Borans, who was from The Fly. Cameron Vale and Daryl Revok are the two characters from the film Scanners.
You see, you like David Cronenberg films.
I do.
Do you like Cronenberg beer?
I do, actually, yeah.
Do you? Is it because of that?
It's mainly because of that, yeah.
His head's not on the beer can, though,
is it? No, but a bit of him is in each bottle.
Is it? I enjoyed Existenz.
Okay.
I quite like
that's one of his
guy.
Sort of most mainstream films.
Yeah, I quite like it. Well, I'm kind of
you
a
see
mainstream
some
guy.
Of his early stuff you probably wouldn't
I
be
like,
as keen on.
I like Videodrome. That's quite jolly.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
I haven't seen that for many a year.
It's confused to the kids nowadays because it's got VHSs in it. And they don't
yeah,
know
they
what
those don't
are.
Know what that is. Cause it's
what they want is someone putting an MP3 into their chest.
Yeah, or, you know, Instagram or something.
Yeah, Snapchat.
Imagine if you were on Instagram
off.
And a hand was going to come out of the Instagram. And you'd call it Insta-hands.
Instagram.
If you are not subscribing to the Patreon for Definitely Human, if you subscribe now, if we get £1,000, £1,000, we will make... Insta hands.
They will make.
They will Insta- make Insta hands. And will... that is the sound of David Knight weeping. So shall we sign off?
We'll see you soon for the next episode.
Episode four.
Which is called X, the Terror from Beneath.
Oh, I can talk about that.
We'll do that later.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.